Blog welcome, Talk welcome. Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Today we have another show, Top Flight Credit. Give me 1 second. Today's show. The reason that we're starting this podcast is so that we can better educate you on not only what Top Flight does, but credit in general. Credit itself is a power in the way that you use credit. Just because you have good credit doesn't really determine the fact that you can accomplish all the things that you need to do. That comes with financial guidance, which also includes understanding tax laws as well. But for the average consumer who's attempting to grow their life in credit, the first process is cleaning, or what we call restructuring or repairing, restoring the power of credit that you have and the ability for you to use it. So this would include removing negative items that may be present on your current credit profile. So that could be negative items as collections, student loans, bankruptcies, late payments, charge-offs, all kind of accounts that could be considered negative that are draining your score.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hello, Mr. X.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, bro. Okay, folks, we have Mr. X joining us in today. So as I continue, we are running these podcasts to better educate you on the credit restoration process. And so we'll go ahead and get started today. Mr. X, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm blessed beyond measure. Today I'm traveling with the family, so if you hear a little background noise, please excuse that.
Okay. So we'll start the show today. I'll play a client, and as a client and prospect for you folks out there, I know that you have a lot of questions and you've heard a lot of things about credit repair, but today we're here to clear up those answers. So to get started today, okay, well, I'm, let's say, 34 years old. I have a few negative items on my credit, and right now I'm searching for a credit repair company. I've heard of Top Flight, and I've heard of their processing company that they use, and I would like to know, compared to my mother or a friend or a family member that tells me to go to a traditional credit repair company which uses letter systems to dispute against negative items on the credit, how would the processing company differ in the processing turnaround as well as the process in general in repairing the credit?
Well, the reason companies do the letter writing. Oh, wow, there's a lot of bad feedback. All right. You want to mute your phone? We'll take turns.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Perfect.
All right, cool. Oh, much better. Thank you, sir. Okay, the reason that companies use letter writing purposes is so they can drag this out month to month and charge you month to month. The other thing is the credit repair companies that are traditional, quote-unquote, they just send random letters, but they don't pay the extra money for overnight delivery, certified mail. They're just writing generic letters, putting them in generic envelopes, and they're mailing them from their exact same zip code where they live or their office, not where you live. See, we're national, so we're through the United States, so we can't utilize the method of letter writing because somebody lives in Kentucky versus somebody who lives in our state, you know, whatever officer is working on these files, say Chicago. Why would a dispute notification come from Chicago zip code stamped to somebody that lives in Kentucky or even Texas? So again, credit repair companies do this so they can bilk you more money per month. Our process is seamless. It's paperless. It's a lot faster. And of course it's electronic, but we're also use what's called eOSCAR and Metro 2. So anything that's deleted or rectified, we do what's called a rapid recheck or a rapid rescore. Go ahead, you can take over. Next question. Or rebuttal.
Oh, okay. That was pretty informative. Next question. Is it true that anyone can do credit repair themselves, and that anyone could purchase an online credit repair builder and mail in letters and repair their own credit? And if true, how would that compare to your services if I was attempting to purchase a home, say, in the next 3 months?
All right. Great question. Yeah, you could do this. Remember, mute your phone. Remember, you can do this on your own. Of course you can. You don't need to hire a company. You go to the post or the library and read it up. But these do-it-yourself manuals and programs are not going to give you the secret of the trade. They're not going to tell you how the laws protect you. You know, they're not going to tell you what actually to write. What is the magical letter? As you know, we talked about this. You know, companies say credit sweeps are legal. Credit sweeps are legit. No, they're not. As we all know, that's not true. So, again, you're buying a DIY, do-it-yourself packet is pointless because they're just charging you for the program. That's all.
Got you. Okay, next question. The power of saying removing judgments such as bankruptcies, child support, court cases, more in comparison to removing collections, what are the likelihood of those being removed?
All right. Anything that's on a credit report is challengeable, folks. Remember, you muted. All right. So anything can be challenged on a credit report. There's no law that says that has to be on a credit report. You just got to know where to go. If you have a public record and you're sending your dispute letters to the three major bureaus, they're going to laugh at you and just throw it away. They're not the company that holds that data. Remember, they go out and retrieve this data. They buy it from the highest bidders and the highest purchasers.
So whenever you say data, and how it relates to credit, what would you say that most consumers or people that are searching to get their credit repaired, they lack as far as understanding the importance of the data, the raw data that these credit bureaus hold, and how that affects credit repair?
Well, data is information. So data is like the proximity mining that I taught you, proximity marketing. What the bureaus do is they send their employees out to the courthouse and search a public data of you so they can sell their data to major debt collectors that are looking for you. So you have to remove certain data.
Okay, so and with the processing company, with their number of years in the industry, could you, for the remainder of the time, give your personal experience on things that you have seen or change and transition within the industry and what allows you to continue to thrive in it?
Well, the newest technologies that the bureaus are utilizing is scare tactics. Just like the coronavirus, it's a scare tactic, and that's my opinion. So at the end of the day, Equifax is going to get hacked? Come on. Six months before that, they bought out LexisNexis, the public data furnishing company. So again, it's just scare tactics to get you to pay more money. Equifax came out and gave everybody free credit monitoring service, but did not tell you that in 3 to 6 months they were going to charge you all those months that you had free credit monitoring service with them. So then they were bilking people thousands of dollars. And when that happened, they got hacked. So, you know, people, you just have to understand who's getting your data. When you're at the register at the grocery store, excuse me, and they ask you for your zip code, don't give it. Give it to somebody else. You know, the United States needs the real data, the census. We haven't had a census in how many years? Census is strong. Census tells us what, how many people are where they need to be. It shows that what kind of emergency services we need. So at the end of the day, really read behind the, you know, read between the lines. You know, why, you know, nobody, okay, AIDS epidemic came out, you know. Magic Johnson got AIDS and never died because he had money to withstand it. He got on the medicine. Your normal Joe, you know, doesn't have that kind of money or knowledge to be able to protect themselves and stay alive.
You just mentioned about a census, and I know this is something you've been coaching me on, about understanding the census related to credit. So how a community's credit scores overall could affect the community. Could you touch on that in a underprivileged neighborhood and how credit affects that as far as commerce, businesses, employment, and everything, and how that all ranges together?
Yes, sir. Credit reports are show. It's a report card. So what they're doing is they're reporting that published defamation is what we call it. Slander, published slander. So if you ever take the chance, walk out your house, look to the left, look to the right, and look at everybody down the block. Everybody has the same house, the same car. You have the same credit score. So what they do is the bureaus are maintained from the major lenders and the banks and the government to suppress, excuse me, sorry about that, to suppress you. Again, to suppress. They don't want you to come out of the box. They want you to live off the government funding. They want you to live off welfare. They don't want you to break the code. They don't want you to know what the real truth is. They don't want you to know what the real word, the economy. They don't want you to be an entrepreneur. So let me ask you this. Why would a company check your credit to make a decision on hiring you? That makes no sense. I know people that have bad credit because they had loss of a family member, a sick family member. We lived it. My daughter was airlifted the first day she was born and had open heart surgery almost, it'll be 20 years. She's actually in the car listening. March 30th, she turns 20. 20 years ago. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Oh, no, continue, my bad.
Well, it's okay. So the government does certain things to suppress the economy. And people are getting smarter now. That's why you should download. Here's the thing. Why would they restrict flight? Why would they ban, tonight at midnight, they're banning air travel from out of the country, out of the United States? I don't know. I mean, the coronavirus is no different than the AIDS virus, to the swine virus, to the flu. Why are people going out to all the grocery stores and buying out all the toilet paper? I just had this conversation today about why has everybody got to buy all the toilet paper? We, back in the day, and a lot of people that are older know, they used to use cloth to wipe our, you know, our hineys. So, you know, it's the world scare tactic. And back to the technology, we don't stand down. We're not afraid. We stand up to the rights, and there's many, many laws that protect you, one being the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you know, the Fair Billing Act. It goes on and on. And we're going to stand up for you and protect you and utilize those laws.
Thank you. Thank you. And one thing I wanted to touch on again, I received a lot of feedback about yesterday, and I know you touched it good yesterday, but then we can touch it again, is about once things are removed, will they come back? Seems to be one of the number one questions in people's past in getting their credit restored.
Ladies and gentlemen, technically you don't have to hire a company, but you want to hire a company because if you do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, it could damage you for life. You just got a phone call earlier today from a competitor in the industry telling him that, yo, Mr. X knows what he's talking about because he just got served the thing he was doing wrong. But back to what he's asking. If a debt is deleted, it cannot come back. There's a thing called re-aging, the re-aging law. If it comes back, it's a $1,000 item, $1,000 fine per item per bureau. But you have to understand something. Credit isn't a guarantee. Credit isn't legally assigned to you. Credit is a luxury. It's a gift. It's you need to drink water where credit you don't need it. So if somebody brings something back, and if you technically owe it, and they can prove without a reasonable doubt that it is yours, then yeah, it can come back. But there's a process. You've got to be certified. You got to be notified in the mail, electronically. Or I'm sorry. Notified in the mail, in writing, certified. That's what I meant. Sorry. So here's the thing. If it comes off, it comes off. You're justified. It's over with. But there's a rule, and I'm not going to get into it now, but look it up. The 180-day rule, charge-off rule. So again, if it comes back, it's a violation of the law. It is $1,000 violation per item per bureau.
Got to. Next question. Okay. So I've got a lot of backlash. I mean, good responses on the post of Top Flight being able to post people getting results in 28 or 48 hours. I was wondering, how consistent is that across individual credit reports? What allows for such speed and the beginning of the process of restoring someone's credit?
Okay, so the good thing about this is there's a relationship. My company has a relationship with Top Flight. The more deals Top Flight sells, the more work we do. I could take a credit report from a 400 to a 800. Scores go to 990 now. So again, I could take a credit report from 400 to an 800 instantly. I could delete a banker sheet instantly. Okay? But here's the problem with that. People get reckless with their credit. And let me give you an example. If I turn around and I delete something and your credit score jumps to a 600 when you are a 400, what will they do? They will go out, they're going to go out, and they're going to apply for new credit. Yes or no? They're going to go out and apply for a new car. Sorry.
No, you got it. I was agreeing with you. I was saying yes.
Okay, sorry. So the thing is, most companies that we deal with have a monthly fee because people can't afford it. So there's a special, there's a fee, there's a payment dropped, whatever. So if somebody turns around, look at that car. If somebody turns around and we fix their credit and we fix it to the point they're buyable and they go out and get new credit again, what makes you think they're going to pay the company? So we got to be real careful how we do things. Now, do we offer a VIP program? Of course we do. But people can't afford that. It's too expensive. And again, we don't want people to have good credit and going back out there doing the same thing over and over, not paying their bills, screwing over the banks. You know, but the people that have hardship in their life, that's different. And we profile each file.
Got you. So one thing that we at Top Flight like to educate people is that personal credit really should be used to leverage into establishing business credit. And mainly to lose liability, personal liability. We're not against personal credit, but just get liability off of yourself. What would you have to speak on the topic of how important it is to have personal credit whenever you're attempting to establish business credit?
Great question. Well, that's a lot of the people that are in this world. Look at what Donald Trump did today. You know, he's on a panel in and announcing a national state of an emergency, a national emergency, and he's got all these companies on the panel, Target, Walmart. You know, home health care companies are out there talking on the presidential podium today. So what you want to do, folks, is get with Jude and Top Flight and communicate with him to work on getting in on the basic side of the credit side and working on opening up a business. Because if you look out the window, folks, that's everything in America. That's all there is. It's corporations. That's what makes America strong. Think about your local gas station. I don't know what kind of brands you have out there. We'll use one, and I'm not promoting them at all. We'll use two because I'm looking at one right now. Family Express and Speedway. Speedway's corporate is out of Ohio. Speedway was only a small gas station in Ohio and then expanded, and they're across the United States. Family Express, they're a small company. They're blowing up. So the point of this is get your personal life together with Top Flight and then talk to him about possibly getting a business started. You can have, then when you go to a closing or go to buy something, you now can have two signatures to yourself. You don't have to worry about hiring anybody or asking anybody, hey, can I get you to co-sign for this loan? Because now you have your personal social, and now you have a business tax ID number to help you finance.
Perfect. Okay. I have two particular type of clients, but one that we would like to stay on because I'll have another special guest who will be joining us next week. Covering real estate. I would like to know how the processing company could aid someone that is looking to purchase a house in the near future.
All right, great question. So we have access to not only three credit reports bureaus, we have over 100. So we deal exclusively with American CRECO, which does the rapid rechecks for us. So basically, real estate agents, brokers, send a lot of business to our affiliates, to our companies like Top Flight. Top Flight goes out, shakes hands, gets realtors, barbers, car lots. So what we do is we protect that client, the prospect that turns into a paying client from the realtor to Jude. We protect the realtor and Top Flight, and this is what we do. We fix the credit, and we make sure that credit or that client knows that they can't go anywhere else for the loan. They have to go back to the realtor because they're locked in. If they go out and they start applying, that's a breach fee, and then they could get a breach fee and a restart fee, which could be 3-4 times more than what they paid when they came in the door because it's a punishment fee, really. It's what we call it. So what we do is we get the credit file viable, and then we communicate with that information to Top Flight, and then Top Flight will let the broker know or the real estate agent know, hey, your client is now viable and they're ready to go apply for a loan. Because you got to remember something, folks. I'm not just dealing with credit reporting agencies. I'm dealing with all the bankers and underwriters. I'm talking to them. And I'm cleaning up that person's life and history with everybody.
Got you. Okay, one second. It was a question. We have 5 minutes left. Well, I guess you can touch the last 5 minutes. Hold on. I had a question. It was about, you just mentioned something wonderful about the different agencies, the fact that there are more than three agencies and how the processing company is doing more than just removing negative items from the actual three bureaus that everyone knows about. Very few people know about the number of companies that work alongside the bureaus that also house your data and how that affects your credit overall, as well as applying for credit. Could you touch on that for the remainder of the 5 minutes?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we'll talk about one credit reporting agency / collection agency. They're called Check Systems. You go out, you write a check on your account, and then the account did that money, so the check bounces. That, folks, that's a felony. That's check deception. You go to jail for that. So what happens is nobody wants to collect or chase a $100 balance check, so they sell the debt off. The county or the prosecutor's office sells your debt off of the bank, for that matter, sells your bounce check information to a company called Check Systems. Check Systems then blocks you, and you can't go out and apply for a bank account anywhere because you're put in the Check Systems. They're out of Minnesota. We deal with them directly. Here's one for you. You ever want to know why you have to pay a premium medical insurance? Because there's a company called the MIB, the Medical Information Bureau. Because you never challenged the data that's reporting saying that you, 35 years old, you're a smoker, you're an alcoholic, and you're high risk of heart attacks. That's not true. Because, again, we never had census. When the census knocked on your door, you were afraid to answer the door to give them your information because you probably thought it was a warrant for your arrest for a creditor. So, at the end of the day, just like this, here's a program we utilize, the child support. Excuse me. We have a child support program that we utilize to help people how to ethically beat the child support system. And I'm not going to get into it too much right now, but just put it this way. The individuals that have the child, we have them communicate. We're the third party, and we're able to get a line of credit for the baby daddy or the baby mama, whoever it may be, and they're able to withdraw the money from the banking account to pay back their child support, and then where the second party recycles the money. When you do that, you help people to do this, they get their driver's license back. Because remember, their driver's license gets suspended, they can't drive, they can't get a job, they got a warrant for their arrest, so they hide. But back to the data furnishers, the people that are selling your data. Here's another one. Have you ever thought why you have to pay a premium deposit for a cell phone? Because there's a thing called the NCTUE. You have bad data reported to them. When you and your spouse divorced and one didn't take care of the cell phone bill and it went into collections, that data, and remarried in a brand new life, that data is still on there, folks. They wait until you're collectible again. And I won't take too much time because I don't want to get you cut off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's great. You're touching it. That's what a lot of people needed to hear was the fact that you have to realize that it's more than three bureaus and that coming through Top Flight that you'll be able to get all of those things touched and repaired. Well, we're down to exactly 1 minute, 60 seconds left. Folks, this was another show. And, again, we'll be doing this show every day. To get you more informed and to get you to get signed up with Top Flight. Just 1 second before we go, I just wanted you to speak on about the communication between about having a portal to communicate with a rep.
Yes, I'll go. Yes, sir, I got that. So basically, if you're a paying client in Top Flight, folks, please pay attention to your email. Please get in there, register your account. Let them know. Let us know that you know you're seeing it, and communicate your differences and your issues through the portal, through the messaging service. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, folks.
Okay, appreciate it, Mr. X. Be safe on the road, and we'll talk to you later. Appreciate it.
God bless.